For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note. Bet Online continues to be your number one source for all of your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the top player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your mobile or desktop devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Welcome back to another episode of the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. My name is James Williams, and as always, I'm joined here by my co-host, former UCLA linebacker Josh Woods. We got a very special guest today. The head of men of Westwood, Ken Greer, joins the show today. We're going to jump into that interview. Hope you guys enjoy and are able to take away some of the insightful information and learn a few things about the men of Westwood and how that NIL collective is working for UCLA athletics. Ken, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Pretty good. Can't complain. It's a new era for UCLA football, which has been an interesting couple of weeks. But before we get into some of that, I'm just curious, and I'm sure a lot of the UCLA fans are, and just the way college football's landscape is kind of playing out here. Do you mind just telling us a little bit about Men of Westwood and what the mission is? The
mission is to take care of our student athletes. So it's a new day of college athletics with NIL, name, image, and likeness. So to be competitive in this new college landscape, we have to, outside of the university, raise funds to help retain our players, our athletes, or, you know, our students, by giving them different opportunities in the real world, right? That they should be able to profit off their name, image, and likeness, whether it's autographs or marketing, you know, being able to sponsor products, promote products. It is not pay for play. A lot of people like to claim that it is. It might be at other universities. We do not operate that way. So in order for an athlete, or, you know, a student athlete to make his NIL salary or payment, they actually have to do specific amounts of work. So our job is to really fundraise for that and facilitate the relationship between the student athlete and companies and corporations and individuals and donors and the fan base, you know, to help promote themselves and ultimately the program that they represent. You know, so specifically here, we're talking football.
Gotcha. And then just another question that I've been dying to ask you. Obviously, Deshaun Foster gets introduced as the new head coach for UCLA football. I guess it's been about a week or so now. And one of the first things he says during his press conference is, hey, I got some meetings the very next day to get going on NIL and everything else that, you know, a lot of fans have been kind of asking for. There was the picture, I believe, of you meeting with Deshaun Foster. How was that meeting with him, and what has the relationship been like with Deshaun even prior to this? Because I know, obviously, him being an alum and being on campus as a coach for some time now, he's no stranger to UCLA.
Yeah, I've known Deshaun for a while, being just based as a fan and a donor, being around the program. Obviously, when we started Men of Westwood, for basketball and football, there was another layer of my relationship. So the coaching staff from last year obviously knew me from three different hats, if you want to put it like that. So I've had a great relationship with Deshaun. I couldn't be more excited that we have one of our own who understands the landscape, understands what it means to be a player at UCLA, what those expectations are in and out of the classroom. So from that level, I've always had a great relationship with Deshaun. Our first meeting, I'm not going to go into details on what we discussed, obviously. Sure. But it's a breath of fresh air, or as I made the joke, my shoulders feel a little lighter today. I'm not pushing 10 boulders up a mountain. That being said, I think our fan base should be very excited for Deshaun, not because of NIL, because God knows none of us know where this is going, how it's going to evolve, what it's going to be, tomorrow, the next day, a year from now. But Deshaun is a guy who really just wants to win. He wants to win at his alma mater. He wants to make it, bring back the proudness and the traditions and just the fact that people can go on a Sunday and put on their four letters, to go to go have breakfast or go to have lunch or go shopping, and wear it with pride. So, mm-hmm. I don't want to just focus in on what he's going to do for NIL, because he'll be great with everything, because he's going to bring that energy and that passion of being a Bruin, which has been sorely lacked for a while now.
Go ahead, Josh.
I mean, NIL has been, the Wild West as far as all these different collectives and, all these different brand deals that are going on. And for me, seeing as that it came at right after I was done, I don't really understand how, it's worth the dynamic of how it's gone. And asking guys like how did it work for you? How is it working, in certain situations? Because I'm not familiar with it. So how did Men of Westwood come to be?
Men of Westwood came to be actually for basketball. So it was me and some buddies who helped me. And, obviously we've grown since then. But in March of 22, when we lost to North Carolina in Philly, we just were like, we're done getting on airplanes and coming back feeling lousy. and it was in that moment that we kind of knew we had this nucleus for a great basketball team. We had the potential of have Jaime Jaquez as a senior, Tiger Campbell, Jules Bernard. We had all these guys that you could see that we really had this potential for it. And if we didn't, figure out a way quickly to retain that talent, it's kind of starting from day one again. So that's how it started. We worked with basketball basically exclusively for the first 6 months. And then Josh Rebholz from UCLA called me one day, he's a dear friend, and as well as obviously the professional relationship we have from donor to athletic department, and said, would you consider adding football into your mix? Because we need help, because everything you were concerned about with basketball has the potential of happening with football. So, we went there, we added football to the mix, and we've been doing that for, a better part of a year and a half now with both sports, and also adding, to the mix, because God knows we don't have enough to do. But, we added baseball, we added a different brand, which is called Champion of Westwood, which really does all our Olympic sports. And we've really primarily focused on women's basketball right now for that. So we have different departments. We have different people who have kind of helped spearhead each individual aspect to those sports. We have relationships with all those players. Every member of the men's basketball team is signed to a deal. Every member of the women's basketball team is signed to a deal. We did not have the full football squad last year because obviously there were some influences and issues that we had getting started. But we, for example, gave everybody something. We worked a deal to give everybody something that was on the bowl roster. And moving forward, our plan is to have every scholarship player signed to a deal with Men of Westwood. We're trying to figure out the logistics of that. But that will be coming. That's that's our plan, but I don't want to kind of get into that because I want Deshaun to kind of, you know, spearhead what he wants us to help, you know, how he wants us to help. And then we also have to figure out how to help the walk-ons, because, you know, Josh, you know, you were a player, you were on our squad. You know, mm-hmm. The walk-ons don't get the credit, but they're the tackling dummies for most of the day, right? So they're working really hard. They just don't get the accolades for it. So we don't want them to feel like that there's not opportunities for their name, image, and likeness as well. So, you know, as much as I say we've been doing football for the last year and a half, we have, but we're going to be doing it in a whole new way with a whole new thought process and a whole new support level, you know, from a week ago moving forward. So that's very exciting for us, as I said, because there's a complete buy-in. And, you know, if you were to walk into the, you know, the basketball team, whether it's Mo Austin or Pauley Pavilion, and ask the team who Ken was, everyone would be able to explain exactly who I was. Football, you know, I was kind of the redheaded stepchild in a dark closet, and I was only allowed to be brought out for Christmas or something. But you know, that being said, that whole process will change. We have relationships with some great players on our team, some great student athletes, some great men, and they're helping, you know, bring everyone into the fold. And so it's a very exciting time for us.
When you're saying that each player is signed or has a, how exactly does that work? I'm sorry. Like, so every individual player has to have an agreement with,
yes,
the man of Westwood.
Correct.
And so is it an exclusive one, or is that why some people, not everybody, had a deal with Man of Westwood because they had their own going on, or?
No. So why they didn't, that's, you know, that's a previous situation, and we don't need to harp on the past. Let's focus on the future. So every deal that we have with student athletes is non-exclusive. Mm-hmm. We don't feel that it's in our right to limit the ability of our student athletes, their right and ability to market themselves. So we ask them to do certain things to promote the program, promote themselves, promote the university, work with our corporate sponsors, work with advertisers that want into UCLA. But if someone has their own deal on the side that conflicts with one of ours, they're not required to participate in that. We would find something else for them. You know, we don't want to limit, again, I know I sound like a broken record, but we don't want to limit their ability to do something, right? If we had a deal with Coca-Cola, for example, and a individual player had their own deal with Pepsi, we would not make them violate mm-hmm. their deal. We would find mm-hmm. something else for them to do to earn their NIL agreement with us.
Gotcha. Glad you asked that. I'm glad you asked that, Josh, because that was actually my next question. I was kind of curious about as well. But obviously, as someone who loves being on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now, since Deshaun Foster has been hired, I've seen a lot of, especially a lot of my UCLA community there on Twitter, sending screenshots of their donations. A lot of people are participating more in the NIL for Men of Westwood. What has that been like? And does that mean you're only that much more busier now because of all the different groups of participation that have been coming in?
Oh, I need a vacation. Yes. No. No. Yeah. We all, it's been nonstop, but it's been fun, right? It's, mm-hmm. It's been exhausting. There's no doubt about that. You know, but it's been so refreshing to see how the community has embraced Coach. And that being said, you know, we are seeing an influx of support from our fans, from our community. And that is just, that's awesome. So the lack of sleep and the, you know, the constant meetings and the constant conversations with people is all worth it, because we're a lot closer to the light, that light at the end of the tunnel, than we ever were before. So, you know, I know that we're going in the right direction. You know, it is key for us, whether it's us at the collective at Men of Westwood or the fans or the football program, you know, or the athletic department, whatever, we have to just continue to capitalize on this momentum. You know, we've had some opportunities that maybe we haven't capitalized in the past. And I'm not even talking recent past. I'm just, you know, historic. So we should learn from the past and realize that we have something here that people want to get behind. And we're doing our best efforts to make sure that we keep that going, that we respond to everybody. And, you know, I will say that if people have reached out to Meta Westwood and we haven't responded yet, no, it's kind of like you're at the bakery and you're in line. You know, there's only so many times we can get on the phone, so many times we can get on emails, because there's so many of them, and that's an awesome thing. But no, we're getting to everybody. And that's just exciting that people want to be back involved with the program. So, you know, that's something a weekend that we should all take pride in and understand that we can't just let it, we can't let it die here. We got to keep it going, and we have to understand there's a new vision, which means we have to build a new foundation. You know, we're building a new structure, right? It's no different than building a house. You have to build the foundation. That's what Coach needs to do. And he's got months to do it before we play our first game. And then when we play the games, regardless on the wins or losses, we have to look, you know, long-term in terms of what's the vision, what is he building towards, right? Coach was unfortunately put behind an eight ball just based upon when he was hired, and that's no fault of his. You know, there is no transfer portal right now where he can go pluck players out of. There's no recruiting window right now where he can sign players. So he has to do everything to maximize the talent he has now. Hopefully we'll be able to do some stuff in the April transfer portal window, but that's usually not a huge one anyway. So it's now what are we doing to look towards the future, to build the recruiting base, to build the brand back up, to, you know, go into local communities and start re-recruiting them, you know, whether it's from a student athlete perspective or from a fan base perspective, and know that, you know, the four letters are back in football, and we really want to succeed at all costs.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, every time I think I'm caught up with NIL, or I have it kind of maybe figured out, or have a jump on it, it changes, or there's something else that comes along. What is it like for you? Is NIL always keeping you on your toes? And is there something that you're learning each and every year that this continues, or maybe is it even learning every day at this point as things continue to evolve?
Oh, it's every day. It's because there's no rules. That, I mean, there are some basic rules. We cannot entice a player to come to a university, right? That's like your big one. You know, we're not allowed to talk to, you know, student athletes before they're enrolled on campus. Those are, you know, some of like the things. But in terms of that, you know, a player has more rights than they ever had. Like, you know, when you went to school, you were a Bruin, right? Like, and if you went to transfer, you had to sit out. These guys have the ability to move around as much as they want. You know, I equate it to an NCAA quarterback has more rights than Brock Purdy, right? Like, they have the potential to make more. You know, Brock Purdy can't go, hey, I'm the runner up to the Super Bowl, but I want more money right now, or I'm going to go to the Miami Dolphins, you know, or the Raiders, right, or wherever, just because I feel like it. Like, the pros are held to their contracts. These guys, it's 1 year free agency. Nobody knows where this is going to go from a NIL perspective. You know, I'm hopeful that within a handful of years that it all comes in house, that it's the university's responsibility to manage it and operate it, that collectives don't need necessarily have the place anymore, right? That kind of where if it's all in the university, you know, like the guardrails might be a little bit more, you know, again, if you think about professional to college, right, you hear all these rumors right now, like Ohio State's paying $13 million to their football team. I could literally tell you right now that we're paying $1 or we're paying $1 billion. There's no checks and balances. You can't prove it one way or the other. So it's a lot of, you know, people making up numbers, doing things. So it's a lot harder for the coach before, again, when you know, Morrow recruited Woods, you know, mm-hmm. he knew that that was going to be a linebacker of his for X amount of years, right? The only thing he had to worry about is when he was eligible for the draft, was he talking to him about staying in school for an extra year, or is he losing him to the draft the first chance he had? Now, Coach Foster has to sit back and go, every player he could lose in theory, right? Mick Cronin, every player he could lose. You know, Mick has been very outspoken. Mick is a great ally, a great help for us. And I know we're talking football, but to use that as the example, you know, when Mick goes out there and talks about NIL and says, you know, we're not in the place we need to be, it's because we're not in the place we need to be that day. Yesterday, we were in a great place. But, you know, mm-hmm. every day that, you know, if we just sit back and go, well, we were great last year, we're not going to succeed next year, because the marketplace evolves. Players begin to understand even the more and more value they have, you know, the more and more power they have, what they can get, what they can achieve. So, you know, if someone says, I gave a dollar today, I'm as the person who's running the collective, I'm going to say, thank you. You know, that's your hard-earned dollar. I really appreciate it. But I'm also going to tell you, if you're willing to give a dollar tomorrow, you should think about giving a dollar and, you know, 10 cents, because that extra 10% is really important, because that's where it changes. So it's not that, you know, we can't succeed. We will succeed, but we just need everyone to understand, right? This is the Wild West, and every day it's something different. And regardless on what we want and what we feel like we can raise and what we can spend, that doesn't necessarily mean that players are going to say, oh, well, yes, you know, I'll take your $10, but they're offering me 13, and maybe I want that. You know, maybe that extra $3 or whatever is really worth something in their family. So it's really an unchecked system. I've said it constantly, and I will continue to say it. It's fundamentally flawed, right? The concept here of that a student athlete can sign a contract and not actually be held to that contract past 1 year is kind of insanity, right? Like, but we can't complain about it. We have to operate in the sandbox we were given, you know, so we can either be the kid in the corner kicking the sand and complaining that he doesn't have, you know, his shovel and pail like the other kids in the sandbox do, or we can just get our shovel and pail, right? And that's where we need to change. We complained about not having the shovel and pail. We can have it, we can get it, but we can't change the model. You know, Bruins are very smart individuals. We, you know, we're titans of industry, we're titans of business, and we have all these great ideas. We can't affect change right now with the NCAA. So we have to come together with our ideas on how do we make UCLA the best. If we're trying to fix the system, we're going to fail our student athletes, and we're going to fail our programs, and we're not going to be in a place where we want to be. We all want to be at the Rose Bowl on a Saturday and think, you know, going into the stadium going, we're going to win today, not we're operating at a deficit because we don't have this and that, because it's not fair that they had it. No, it's fair. Mm-hmm. They played under the guidelines that everybody else is. We sat here and complained about the guidelines. So, you know, I've already seen the shifts of change in our community, with our fans, with our donors, with our programs. And again, that goes back to the capitalization. We need to capitalize on this momentum, because if we don't, we're going to be back to where we were.
Go ahead, Josh.
All the things you're saying, it's like, man, it's so tough, like the landscape of college football now. Cause like you said, when I was getting recruited, majority of the time, if you transferred, it was kind of frowned upon. And the guys that transfer usually were guys that weren't playing. And nowadays, it's your starters that you have to worry about. I mean, across the country, all the coaches are every year have to recruit in-house as much as they're recruiting, you know, outside. And one of the things that we always harp on here is like, the fact that fans are always, you know, seem to be complaining about, you know, how the program is doing this and that. But at the same time, what are you doing to help? You know, people are complaining about the attendance issues and people weren't showing up to games. So like now with this NIL, like you can't complain about the success of the team if you're not contributing to it, you know. And I think this conversation is really important because, you know, we're getting inside information of, you know, how the collectives work, you know, what's going on. Because like you said, it's Wild West. And maybe a typical fan doesn't really understand the landscape or how things are working out. And it's just like this mysterious NIL and all these collectives. And like, I don't know how to contribute or where to give money to or how it's going to help the team and this and that. So, I mean, one of the biggest things going to Big Ten is just like we said, is helping and contributing, because all the people that wanted the old coach gone, he's gone. And, you know, we have Coach Foster now. And like we say, is you can't complain next year about how the team's doing if you didn't help, you know, a year ago or now. It's you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's been a repetitive thing with the Bruins in the past few years. It's like, so many voices, and people think that you know that's just the way with social media now, is like everybody feels like they have a platform to complain and, you know, have all these opinions. But your opinion, like I said, your opinion doesn't really matter if you're not helping and contributing. So I would say, what would your pitch be, or not your pitch, but like, how can, you know, all the alumni and the Bruins help today, like contributing to?
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, no, first of all, thank you for what you just said, because you're spot on, right? Like, this, we're in a position we're in because of the last few years and people saying, I'm not going to help. And now, you know, you can't blame Coach Foster next year. This isn't of his doing, right? You have to be looking down the road and planning, you know, for the future. You know, the easiest way is go to benofwestwood.com, right? Like, you go there, you can give donations. We have experiences because we're able to utilize the student athletes. So, you know, you can pay to have dinner with a student, you know, with a player. You can get a tour of the Wasserman Center. You can, you know, have a student athlete promote your product. You know, you can, there's so many different things we can do now with that, but you can get to know these kids, and it's really I don't want to understate that, like, get to know a player, get to know the program, because we don't have guys who are earning their NIL and, you know, driving, you know, going out and buying Rolls Royces and just wasting their money that way. They're taking care of family. You know, we had a bunch of NIL deals, which we do and we currently do, which really it is them saying to us, we would just want to be able to make sure mom and dad can travel and go to all the games. You know, it's a lot different now that we're not playing Stanford or Berkeley, where it's an easy drive up the coast. You know, it might be a long drive, but it's an easy drive versus, you know, going to Penn State for a game is not cheap, right? There's limited hotels, there's limited flights. You got to drive in, like, so on and so forth. So they're using it to just, you know, make sure that the ability is there for them to have their loved ones, their friends, their family with them, so they can help do something to make, you know, mom's and dad's Christmas a little bit better, because moms and dads sacrifice so much for them to get them to this point. You know, Josh, again, I don't need to tell you this. You played football. Football is really the one sport, unlike, you know, basketball, really, right? Like, if we take our two major sports, basketball, the guy who doesn't make the NBA can play on this planet in multiple leagues. If you don't make the NFL, you're probably not playing football anymore. You're not earning a wage playing the game you love. So those are kinds of things where, you know, these guys understand that their career really is on an egg timer, right? An injury in football is more catastrophic than one in other sports because of the ability to come back and just the pressure that it's put on your body. So a lot of our student athletes really want to just make sure that they can have people come and watch the games, right? That they can make sure that they have something so they can, you know, get their girlfriend a gift, that they can buy, you know, treat mom to something. And when you hear these stories, it's really impressive to hear what these young men are doing. You know, they're not just wasting money or being flashy, and you can see that across the landscape that other guys are doing that. You know, people are staying in college longer because NIL has afforded them that opportunity that the NFL can't, right? Look at this last year. You know, the best two teams in the Pac-12 had, you know, grad students playing quarterback in Bo Nix and Michael, you know, and Michael Penix. In 5-10 years ago, there's no way you would have had a fifth or a 6-year quarterback still in the NFL, you know, in the NCAA, if they ever wanted to play in the NFL, right? You had Dylan Gabriel transfer to another Oregon this year. And, you know, his NIL, I'd almost be willing to bet, is more than he'd make if he went to the draft this year. Like, so guys are using this to maximize their earning potential, and they're being smart about it. And so, you know, I ask our fans to understand that and help them and utilize them, right? We're not paying to play. If you want to, you know, if you're a business and you want to use a student athlete to promote it, they have to promote it. They don't get paid if they don't do the work. That's, you know, the simple thing. We are not in the business of pay to play. So, you know, it's a long-winded answer, but go back, you know, go to the website, follow us on social media, you know, listen to what me and others have to say about it. Reach out to us, email, you know, hit us up on social media. If you have specific questions, we'll give you specific answers, you know, and we'll do our best that we can. We're not going to give you, you know, how much we've raised or how much we're paying players. That we might as well be handing our playbook to SC to, you know, how to beat us off the field,
right?
if because they can't beat us on the field, right? Like, it's like, you know, I don't want to say this because, right. It's, you have to understand, this is the new world order. There's no salary cap. The NFL knows what your salary cap is, right? Major League Baseball has a salary cap. You get taxed above and beyond it. Whether, you know, if Ohio State's paying $13 million, God bless them, right? But we don't know how that $13 million is being spent. You don't want to say, you know, our quarterback is getting $1 and then someone go, oh, it's real simple. We can give them three because we know that their budget's two. So that, understand that that's why there's, you know, there's this lack of transparency on those items. But, you know, all of our deals have to be submitted through compliance at UCLA. So the administration does know, you know, player X is going to make Y if they do Z. You know, that way we can't ever be accused of pay for play. So it's, we do have a place where it has to be submitted to. We're just not submitting it to the general public because, again, I don't want SC or Penn State or Ohio State coming and going, oh, well, we know UCLA is doing that. So we're going to throw 20% on, and it's an easy way of plucking their best talent.
That makes sense.
Gotcha. Just real quick, as we start wrapping things up here, I did scroll onto the page. I was looking around. I was, you know, just kind of get a feel of what was being offered and whatnot. And you mentioned the experiences. I believe I saw there might have been a few other alumni on there, but I think Dave Roberts was one of them in terms of experiences. What is the relationship or the relationship building like to have a Dave Roberts involved in Men of Westwood and have that opportunity kind of present itself for the donors?
Yeah, you know, we're trying everything right now, right? So, you know, there's some alums that are able to do more than others. You know, some will give dollars and some will give themselves. You know, Coach Roberts was one of those who loved his time at UCLA, is proud to be a Bruin to this day. You know, I've talked to him a few times. You know, he actually came out to, I think it was the Colorado game. We talked, he's like, hey, look, I can do this and that, you know, with my giving experiences with the Dodgers and making it go to all the student athletes at UCLA. So he's one of the first that have stepped up. We're talking to others about doing, you know, things like that. We'll try to also have potential experiences with like current players, right? It's hard for them to do things obviously during their season or during our season because they coincide. But, you know, we're hopeful that we can have events where some of our Bruin current and ex players, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, any sport, come back and we have events where donors can touch, you know, can have touch points with them, can have communication with them. They can tell their story because it's a powerful one. And I know Josh wasn't able to capitalize on this in his time, but I don't think that takes away, you know, that's just a bummer for him. But I don't think it takes away your time of being a Bruin and all that you experienced and all the competitive advantages and everything we have at UCLA. So let's not lose sight of, we are still the greatest university in the world. And we are Westwood and we have all of these things. We need to now, you know, play in this little sandbox, as I say, that maybe we all didn't want to at one point, but we don't have a choice right now. So I ask all the fans to please do so. And I thank all the fans from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of everyone at Men of Westwood and Champion of Westwood. We thank you for everything. And I know I speak on behalf of the student athletes and thank you. You know, last night, Ethan Garbers, Kane Medrano, TJ Harden and Logan Loya released a thank you video just because they know how much it means. And there are upperclassmen team leaders on the squad. So it means something to them and they're able to communicate that in the locker room. And please understand, like that is how we get this done. We get it done because we have great students and people and men like that understand what they have, what the value of UCLA is, and they're proud to be Bruins. So understand that's where your hard-earned dollars are going to, great men like that.
Awesome. No doubt about it. Thank you again, Ken, so much for the insight and just for your time here today. It is really appreciated, and hopefully we can have you on here again soon down the road.
I would love it. Thank you for having me. Thank you for everything you guys do for UCLA and UCLA football. You know, and just keep the good work and the fight up, and we'll get it right.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This is the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.